The sound of the second part of Psalm 113, which reminds us of one of the most important events in the history of Israel, namely the transfer of the Ark of the Lord to the city of Jerusalem, echoing there across St. Peter's Square, for the over 26,000 pilgrims from across the world gathered around Pope Benedict XVI to hear. To mention a few among them, a delegation of Italian football players, significant groups of faithful from Eastern European nations and Germany, and like each week, a group of English speakers. To them, the Holy Father addressed the words you're about to hear, picking up on last week's catechesis, speaking of King David's promise to find a permanent place for the Ark, symbolizing God's presence among his people, before he would build a palace for himself.
His oath receives the Lord's approval in God's promise never to go back on his word, echoing the prophecy he made through Nathan to establish David's kingdom forever. God's people are urged to remain faithful to his covenant, entering into a dialogue that links human and divine freedom.
Once again, the figure of the consecrated one, the Messiah, enters the picture, Pope Benedict stressed, the fulfillment of whom Christians will later see in the person of Christ. This psalm, he concluded, inviting us to follow in their footsteps, was often used by the fathers of the Church.
This psalm was often used by the fathers of the Church to describe the incarnation of the Word in the womb of the Virgin Mary. As St. Irenaeus said, she completed the promise made by God to David, bringing forth a king as the fruit of her womb.